This is Billy Taylor in New York City with more Jazz Alive. In this hour, we'll hear an exciting new group, the World Saxophone Quartet. Four of the brightest new stars in jazz. Three of them, Oliver Lake, Julius Hemphill, and Hamiet Bluyett, were prominent members of the St. Louis organization BAG, the Black Artist Group. David Murray was active in the San Francisco Bay Area. They came together a few years ago at a time when each was leading his own band in New York City, and they really formed this quartet by accident. Al Pryor of station WBGO in Newark talked with Oliver Lake about the fortuitous circumstances that led to the formation of the quartet.
Mr. Lake, could you start out by telling me a little bit about Ed Jordan and New Orleans and the birth of the organization that most of us know as the World Saxophone Quartet?
Right. Ed Jordan is an instructor at Southern University in New Orleans. And one of his summer visits, I guess it was about 3 years ago, he came up. He's a fine saxophonist, I might mention, too. And he came up and to New York one summer and was going around visiting various concerts. During that time, he met all of us in various concert settings that we were playing in, David and Hemphill and Blood and myself. And we played together. He sat in various concerts that we did. And he was trying to figure a way of getting us down there with our individual groups to play at his school. He liked the way he had been around for about a month, and he liked the way the four of us played, you know. Then he came up with the idea of maybe inviting the four of us there and then getting a rhythm section out of his group in New Orleans to do a concert there. And that was actually the inception of the group, but none of us really had an idea that that would be the start of the World Saxophone Quartet, because what influenced the concert in New Orleans was so inspirational. Like, we had a whole cross-section of people there, very old people, very small kids, students, all ages, all colors, you know, and it was a packed house. And the response we got from the audience was just really, really amazing for all of us. I mean, it made us very happy. At the time that we started playing, the kids started running all over the room. People were screaming. I mean, this was all a response to the music, you know. So it was a very high time for us in terms of sharing music with people. And also, it was one of the few times that we had like about a 95% black audience, you know. And it's like a two-way energy happening between the audience and the performer. And you know, I can stay in my house and practice, but it's nothing like getting on the, being in a performance and exchanging with the audience, and it takes you to other places, you know. Mm-hmm. So from that standpoint, we're definitely striving for audience participation. And the more that we play, obviously, the more, I don't think we'll sound strange to some people, because some people think that it's so-called far out, or it's avant-garde, which would mean ahead of its time, and that's not true. I disagree with all those labels, because we're talking about right now. So I think it just comes down really to a really elementary kind of exchange. The fact that if someone has something to share, that being an artist, it's his obligation to do it and exchange. And basically, I think the people can really feel if you're sincere, regardless of what type of music or what brand or what style of music you're playing. Mm-hmm. If you're sincere and honest with yourself, it'll transmit to the audience. Mm-hmm. And one of the now quotes that Hammett Blewett makes about the fact that we have an absence of a percussion or a bass or a piano is the fact that we all have heartbeats, so the rhythm is definitely there.
Oliver Lake talking with Al Pryor in Newark. Here at the Public Theater in New York City, we're ready for the quartet's performance. And if you haven't heard them yet, you're in for a real surprise. However, this is a group that should really be seen. So I'll have to ask you to use your imagination. Visualize, if you will, a circular revolving stage. There's a wall across the middle of the stage, left to right. In the wall is a door. It opens, and out comes a saxophone, all by itself. And now emerging through the door are four more saxophones. They're being played by the World Saxophone Quartet, who are, from left to right, once they get to their microphones, David Murray, Julius Hemphill, Oliver Lake, and Hamiet Bluelier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting ready to do a four-part suite. That's a complete distinction against a three-part speech. Composed by Mr. Blewett.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The World Saxophone Quartet, from left to right, David Murray, Julius Hemphill, Oliver Lake, and Hamiet Bluyet. Really doing something to this public theater crowd in New York City. Texas Blues, Albert Eiler, some Ellentonia, lots of strutting showbiz, and above all, some great saxophone playing. That's some section, isn't it? Talents deserving wider recognition. The World Saxophone Quartet, going out as they came in with Hemphill's Steppin'.